I'm going.
I've been going. I've been getting gold.
Having Kevin here in the flavored ones is like, I'm worried I'm going to like call him mom.
Yeah. No, it makes me really nervous that I'm going to say mom by accident.
My instinct is to call Kevin mom when he's on the flagrant ones. It's just like out of context.
Yeah. No, it's making me really nervous and scared.
This is a real question, Sean. If you saw Kevin at the grocery store, would you go up to him? You have like an easy exit from the grocery store. And it's not even like,
what point am I at in my shopping? Like, do I have everything already?
You just showed up. So you haven't put in any work.
But you did grab a bag of pita chips that was sitting by the door.
Okay.
Pita chips right next to the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the pita chips were on sale. They're on a big display, so I'm like, all right, well, I got to get these. I probably hold the bag of pita chips in front of my face to try to do my shopping, the entirety of my shopping that way. And then if Kevin tries to approach me or engage me in any way, I say, I don't know who Sean is. I'm Peta Pan.
Okay. And then I was going to say Peta Dinklage.
Okay. That works too.
Peta. Remember?
Peta.
Peta.
Peta chips.
Peta Griffin. Yeah.
That's a good segment. She says, I got you some pita chips. And he'd say, are you saying Peter chips?
What would you do, Hayes, like if you see Kevin at the grocery store? I might try to make him buy my groceries and say they're for the show.
You just walked in. There's a display of Homeboy Industries tortillas.
Uh-huh.
Right at the beginning. They're moving up in the store. They're not hidden. And it's a cold display, too.
They used to hide those.
Yeah. It's a cold display, so there's the Homeboy Industries salsa and Homeboy Industries guac in the thing, too.
They put a fridge all the way up at the front of the store?
Yeah. Ice, you know, like, yeah. Chips. No,
oh, the like chips an in end the of the aisle cold display type thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And then I see Kevin. What?
Mm-hmm.
What WYD. What?
And Grace is on vacation. Or sorry.
Wait, who's married to who?
Everybody.
Somebody's on vacation.
Can everybody just at the top of the show? Can we all just say who we're married to?
Yeah.
Who we're married to and who's on vacation? Or we can just say, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, go ahead, Carl.
My name is Carl Tart. I'm married to Grace Neva, and she is not here.
She's on vacation.
She's on vacation.
Welcome to the Flagrant Ones. Our wives are on vacation this week.
So my wife's on vacation. Yeah, this is Sean. I'm married to Lori Harvey, Steve Harvey's daughter. She's on vacation as hell right now, I'll tell you what. So if I see Kevin at the grocery store, I'm liable to do anything.
And I'm Hayes. I am married to Cheryl Hines.
Okay, and you're driving her nuts, huh?
Yes. And
all your little personality quirks are just building and building up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we were doing last names. My wife's name is Grace Neva Convention.
Convention. Convencion.
Yeah, Convencion. She didn't want to take my last name.
So what I see, I'm trying to figure out a way to like orient myself as I've just like pushed the cart into the store. Here's what I would do. My hands are on the cart as I'm like pulling it out of the thing.
Yep.
And Kevin looks at me and I push it back in. And I'm like, just taking the cart back. And so I've effectively created the illusion that I just completed my shopping and am returning the cart.
All the way to the front of the store, which you're really not supposed to do.
No, you're supposed to do it at the parking lot. No, I brought it all
the way back. Because they don't get an opportunity to clean it off or anything, which is like a big part of what they do now with the carts.
Yeah.
But
we didn't say what Kevin was doing.
So you're establishing like a bad boy persona too, because you're breaking the rules.
Mm-hmm. dirty cart.
Kevin is also, he has not checked out yet, but he is eating plantains from the hot bar.
Kevin scooped a bunch of plantains into his hand.
Kevin's on rollerblades.
Very short shorts, crop top. The boys crop top. Like it's y'all twos. It's y'all's faces.
Mm-hmm.
With me on the back that says, hey guys, wait for me.
He's with Darius.
Yeah, Kevin's friend Darius is accompanying him. He's holding a rope around Kevin's waist.
He's skitching on Kevin. Kevin's got Darius on a skateboard. Kevin's pulling him on rollerblades around the hot bar in circles.
And he's shaking the plantains in his hand like they're Skittles. Like before he's popping them in his mouth, but it's like they're not like they're actually like fried plantains. They're not like the chips.
And they're mushy too. Yeah. They're mushier than they should be. They're kind of sticking to his, because he is wearing a shirt with thumb holes, so like the sleeves are pulled up over his hands a little bit, and they're like the plantains are sticking to the end of the sleeve, which is sort of gross.
Sort of.
To me, I mean, to him, I guess it's, you know, he keeps sucking the plantain juice off of the sleeve, you know, periodically.
Kevin, nice to have you in the Flagrant Ones today. What was your purpose? You just wanted to see, like, what was up?
How
this branch was performing?
I'm auditing all the shows.
All of them.
Mm.
So after this, I have to watch Carl and Hassan.
Tonight?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Like after this day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
After
Kevin
this.
Is just enjoying his podcast, How'd This Get Said? How did everybody say what they say?
How did this get said?
How did this get said?
And it's about other podcasts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So people want to know how what it looks like behind the curtain, behind the veil of behind the candelabra of what we do. Mm-hmm. How did this get saved?
Yeah. It's confusing too because that that is also the title of the guy who played Saeed on Lost is doing like an Office Lady style Lost recap podcast.
How did this get Saeed?
Yeah, but it looks really similar.
Yeah, that does look similar.
Isn't that Adnan? Wasn't that his last name from Serial?
Yeah, Adnan Saeed.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It was.
So how did that?
Before they took it from him, like everything else, they changed your name to Jail.
Do you guys think he did it?
I don't really remember.
Jury's still out for me. He was so charming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, it's a good question. I know I went back and forth a lot while I was listening to the show. Like, I would finish episode 4 and be like, I think he did it. And I'd finish 5 and be like, he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he shouldn't. It seems like the case wasn't proven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that being my cool opinion. And be like, I don't know if he did it, but I know he shouldn't have been convicted.
Shouldn't have been convicted based on the case that was presented. And his lawyer definitely mishandled his shit, right?
Yeah,
and that's
right.
Because there was like somebody who saw him in the library afterwards who never testified. There was like a big missing piece from his defense. So I guess in that sense, he shouldn't be in jail, but it's still totally possible that he did it.
Yeah. I definitely felt like Sarah wanted to clap.
You think so?
She definitely wanted to clap.
She wanted to smash.
That's why the further seasons haven't had that same energy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she's just not... She's a great reporter, very smart, interesting person, and has covered some cool stories, but she hasn't been... looking to clap, and you feel it in the narration. It's missing a little bit of electricity.
Kevin, did you? Have we had you on this show before,
like 2 weeks ago.
You were on it the whole time?
Top to bottom.
Oh, yeah, because remember Andy...
filled in, yeah.
Yeah, Andy was...
Because I was gone? Andy was gone. That's right, that's right.
That's right.
That actually is full circle. I got my second vaccine dose today, so Kevin's going to keep an eye on me.
Wow.
I'm a feeling
in case he gets sleepy, I have to watch.
Back to the streets like la da ti da di da.
Back, there we go. That's me.
Just for a little exclusive content for... the viewers, the people who are watching, sorry for those who did not want to pay for that portion of it. Get your bread up. And it's also for Sean. Sean, see this here?
Okay, my man's got his little cigar travel case.
Humidor. I can't open it.
I wish it was a gun. That's you did identify. Wow. And he's got the nice. Is that an Ashton in there?
This is an Ashton, big dog. It's what you told me to get.
That's a cigar?
Yeah. That's a cigar coming out. I liked them when I would smoke cigars.
And then also, up in here, my dad told me to get some Macanudos.
Oh, yeah, those are good, too. That's what Hank smokes on Larry Sanders' show.
Macanudos?
I always remember that. Larry can't get his Cohibas or something, and Hank says, well, I'll give you one of my Macanudos. And he's like, I want your fucking Macanudos, Hank. Anyway, that's a Larry Sanders episode.
That's pretty funny. I got to go back and watch that. I got that.
That's what. There's been a lot of confusion because I'll send my lovers. I'll say send nudes. But
and, yeah, they hit you.
Then
with
I'm
the,
like, I don't want this.
Yeah, they hit you with them things.
It's gross.
They hit you with them things.
But you go, how am I supposed to smoke these?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, nice. So that's looks good. That's you had one this weekend.
Yeah.
You and Christ. Iffy.
Yeah, me and Iffy smoked a couple. Monte Cristo's. This Joker stinks. This the pack. If you smoke like a little bit of one and put everything back in the pack, it stinks.
Yeah, no, that's really nasty. What you need actually is you need like a metal tube if you're gonna take one that has already been lit, and you can seal it in one of those. Okay. And that'll probably keep it fresher and keep it from stinking up everything else that you own.
Tight.
What are you keeping that moist at all in any way?
Yeah, the dude at the store put a little water in it. He hooked me up, man. He hooked me up.
With some water? Damn.
He was like, normally I charge for this.
My guy spared no expense. He could see you were a serious customer, huh? Gives you the water. He knows you'll be coming back and spending through the nose for more.
The whole case, gave me the lighter for free, gave me the cutter for free, gave me the six cigars. And then he was just like, he set it all up for me. He did a V cut on one of them because my cutter is just a simple cut.
Mm-hmm.
He hooked it up, man. Nice. His name was Sam. Shout out
and
to
on
Sam.
The way out, on the way out, he just went, hey, man, keep sucking them toes, Carl. He said, he already, oh, shit. Oh, no.
He said, he looked at me and he was like a Middle Eastern man. He said, hey, tooth beat, my friend. Hey, greetings, Gamshu.
Sean, we glossed over it, but Sean does not smoke cigars anymore. He sports
well,
them.
I haven't had one in a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay.
What did you say? I snort them? Yeah.
You snort.
Sorry. Sorry. It's just more effective. Like, it's a shorter buzz, but it's much more powerful.
I got to show you guys my windproof lighter.
Okay.
I'm actually going to start parachuting cigars where I crumble them up into a paper towel and then I, like, make it into a pod and I take it. I swallow it like a pill and it just releases in your stomach. You can feel it. It's a way bigger body high. Hey, what's going on, Royal? Are you hungry for food? That's going to be going on for a little while, I'm realizing, as we started this at 5, and they start saying, hey, I'm hungry around now, and I didn't bring them their food. If it gets too much, maybe I'll run in and grab it.
Look how far away Kevin's windproof lighter is. How far is
he on top of a mountain or something.
He's like crossing the grounds of his estate. He's like riding a horse out to the edge of the property.
grabbing some tobacco leaves so he can show it to us.
I texted my wife to feed them if possible, but she's on vacation, so who knows how long that will take.
Okay. I noticed your home is underwater today.
That's right. Well, you didn't hear the whole story on the live stream, but basically I finally got an Ethernet connector that'll work. It is splitting the Ethernet between my television and my computer. Okay. It is plugged into a USB outlet in my television, and so Ethernet only works for my computer if my television is turned on.
Wow.
It's not a perfect system, but it's a damn good one, and if you think you can do better, I welcome you to try. So I have this fish tank screensaver that is on my TV, but I can put anything on there if you want, if you guys want to watch
anything.
The last 28 minutes of Bonfire of the Vanities, I have that left to check off.
Kevin is frantically looking for his.
I'm on episode 13 of Survivor Philippines.
Leah!
The guys are going to be so mad if I don't show them my lighter.
Where's the lighter? Not that one!
The windproof one. That one gets blown over in less than a second.
This is the reason why we had to get the other one.
Here's how you can tell if that's the right one. Went out. Bullshit. Ever show me that again. Should be standing up to my powerful gust of breath. This sucks.
Windproof. Liar.
The guys are going to beat my ass. And I'm going to deserve it.
We just see Kevin in the Zoom beating his own ass.
Thank you, Hayes. May I have another?
Andy, do we want to launch breaking news? There's only a little time left in the season. The play-ins, I got to tell you, I disagree with LeBron, who said whoever came up with these play-ins needs to be fired. I love it. I can't wait for the play-ins.
It is. I understand that it is fucked up, and I will be frustrated when the Celtics, who will be a 7 seed, lose to a 10 seed twice and then are totally out of the playoffs, even though they were ahead by like 9 games to whoever they lose to. I'll be pissed, but it's going to be exciting. The games will be thrilling.
And I'll say 82 games is too many. This is fine. This number of games is great. I think it's totally fine. The good number is probably like 62, honestly.
But that's always been true, but it was just money. They could charge more to TV station shit. It's a better length of season. I guess I wish they'd had a bigger break. It's a weird, because it's really highlighting how kind of pointless the back half of the season can be, and so many teams seem to be resting their stars so blatantly, and it's kind of like, well, good, I want them to be healthy in the playoffs, but it's like, well, maybe the season should just be even shorter if that's what we have to do.
Wow, she came all the way back from vacation.
Oh, yeah, my wife. You know what? She didn't consent to being on video today.
There's a sign on the door that says, appearing in this venue leaves you might be filmed, and we have all rights to your appearance.
Yeah.
It's, you guys still think LeBron is faking?
That he came back and then immediately stopped playing again?
Yeah, I feel like he came back and was like, shit, I'm not trying to do this. It's like when I go to when I don't go to the gym for 3 weeks and then I go back to the gym like, ooh, all right. Yeah, back in the gym. And then like I have to lift something heavy and then immediately I'm like, man, I gotta take a work call.
I'm on the treadmill and I'm getting tired so fast and I have to make clear with my body language that I'm there like rehabbing an injury.
Yeah.
I'm on the Doughboys live stream, Twitch stream, and I start doing push-ups. I'd immediately have to pretend someone asked me to tell an RV story.
Oh, my tennis elbow is acting up again.
That Carl,
what you have said.
Hmm?
Did you see that Sean did 39 push-ups?
Yeah, I was watching
the Doughboys stream.
Carl was in there, man. Then Carl showed me an unbelievable pizza.
Wow.
I was watching, and then I was watching him alpha out on Dave. What's his name? Dave Ferguson.
We forgot. I erased.
Yeah,
him.
Honestly, it was erased.
What's his name? Didn't want to go.
It was Dave Erasure.
Why am I forgetting everybody's Hanford? Goddamn name?
One of them is
Hanford. Hanford. Yeah. Hanford. Okay. Hair dipped out.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, I know.
They're all the same guy.
My boy, Jefferson Dutton. Jefferson Dutton, he didn't want to even go. He didn't want to even go up against. He was like, so when y'all going to start? All right, I'll do those. How many y'all say y'all was doing? My internet is at
You know what I always say? Ferguson does push-ups, but Jefferson Dutton.
We gotta figure out a way to plug in my keyboard, Andy, so I can do stabs after great jokes like that.
We need a soundboard element to the show.
And when he says "we," it means Andy. You need to go over there right
get
now.
Get the fuck over
That's
to my
your
house.
Job. You got your second shot. Why can I still see you?
You got your second shot. Get over here. Do not wear a mask.
Okay, I'll bring my windproof lighter.
Yeah.
Kevin, yeah, what happened?
Kevin, what's going on?
I think Darius took my windproof lighter.
Oh, no, Kevin.
You need a Darius-proof lighter.
Some friend.
Yeah, we were all worried about the wind when Darius was the danger the whole time.
Darius?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard it pronounced like that.
Yeah.
Kevin used to pronounce it Darius, but he denies this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I watched him kill those push-ups. Great form pretty much the whole time. Ferguson was just at one point just humping the ground. then I chimed in with a little za.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I chime in with the
haven't you people ever zaed?
Check out this homemade dough. Well, should we get into the Great King news? Feels like it's time.
Andy,
the season's been going wild. LeBron might be faking. Celtics
Carl, do you agree
dying.
That there's
Clippers
that...
look wonky as well?
Carl, do you agree that this is the right number of games? You think there should be more games, less games?
No, 72. I think this is great. I think this
72
is
perfect.
Yeah, I think this is great.
And we have this in the beginning. LeBron
doesn't like the play-in tournament.
We have LeBron's quote. Do you have the video?
I do.
From the Twitter account, The Hooper's Voice. Well, this is exactly what I hear.
And that is could have been the name of our show.
It happens to we end up at sixth or fifth or whatever the case may be, or if we end up in the playoff, whatever that thing is. Whoever came up with that shit need to be fired. But whatever.
This must have freaked someone out so bad.
Yeah, it probably freaked out LeBron James, who created it.
He created it?
Last year to go with the bubble.
That's right. That's a good point. And this is now his, the equivalent of him faking an injury is, saying that someone needs to be fired and it's him.
Yeah. So,
this is his new way to, an excuse to not play that he fired
Frankenstein's
himself.
Doctor. Well, it's Frankenstein's doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Frankenstein's doctor. For people that don't know, the way the play-in works, I think this is right. It used to be the top eight teams in each conference would go to the playoffs, but now it's the top six teams go, and 7 through 10 have a play-in tournament where the 7 and 8 seeds play each other, and the winner gets to the playoffs automatically. And then the 9 and 10 teams play each other, and the winner plays whoever lost the 7 and 8 game. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Andy?
I don't know if it's correct.
Andy?
I don't know. It sounds complicated. My opinion is that whoever came up with that shit needs to be fired.
Andy calls for the firing of whoever came up with that shit.
The Gray King calls for firing of LeBron James.
LeBron James fired at Gray King's request. Let me see this inbound. I actually have not seen this play. This must be bad because Kevin Love apologized for this afterwards, right?
He did, yeah.
So okay, this is... so Kevin Love, he's inbounding the ball, right?
Yes. So here's a quick clip.
Play I'm talking about. Just good hustle. What is Kevin Love doing? I don't...
He's just batting it. At...
So he just let the ball...
Yeah, just...
That's odd.
Yes.
He let the ball bounce off him. Did he even...
He just like slapped
it. Oh, yeah, he just slapped at it.
The ref threw it to him, and he just slapped it inbound.
What's funny about this is, so he slaps the ball inbounds. One of the Raptors gets it and like passes it to another Raptor. There's just like cans of three. But Kevin Love looks like he might be kind of moving to play defense at the end.
Yeah, he doesn't even react, really.
He stays out of bounds for a while, but then he kind of moves toward the ball like he might try to get the rebound.
But see, in his very wrong defense.
Yeah.
Look at the first part. Go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Go back. Yeah.
So he does hit it at that player, and that player is just not looking for it.
Yeah, his teammate could have gotten it
first. He could have gotten
it. I understand why he doesn't think this was a legal inbound, but
I think his teammate, well, he didn't even see it. I think he may have expected Kevin to catch the ball and then pass it to him.
yeah. True. Very true. Kevin's wrong for this. And he was doing this shit last year, too.
Yeah. And then he goes like, I don't know what everybody's talking about. My teammates know I play with my whole heart every night and that slapping the ball is actually like my signature move.
Let's see this.
Okay. Here's his reaction.
The reality of it is I fucked up. Everybody knows that. You know, I'm going to speak. It's almost going to be like a therapy session for me right now because I'm going to lay a lot out there. You know, I love this team first and foremost. I know that I fucked up. You know, I apologize for that. I don't go out there intending to upset anybody, to embarrass myself, to embarrass the organization, because I feel like I'm a part of something bigger than myself here. And the intention of the play, I've been thinking a lot over the past year, just about every walk of life, including ours, every organization, every company, every person in general, you know, intent versus impact, right? You know, my intent wasn't to disrespect the game. My intent wasn't even for the damn ball to go in bounds. It was a moment that I got caught up in. I didn't even understand what really happened as the possession even played out. I think I was a little bit dumbfounded. I even heard, you know, a couple of our coaches saying the ball wasn't in. You know, and my idea was that I was going to go grab the ball and pass it right back into DG. You know, but that obviously wasn't the case. You know, I kept playing hard, didn't play the fourth quarter. Other guys got to see minutes. But I didn't realize how bad it looked really until after the game. I truly didn't, until Larry had shown me. And then after that, I just completely shut down. Cause I never want that to be who I am. I don't want that. I don't want to have to be here and defend my character.
Okay.
Huh. What happened to J.D. Osman? How's he doing this year?
He's been back and forth. He missed a bunch of games in the middle of the season, and then he's been like working back into the rotation. He was really doing well at the beginning of the year, I feel like.
I think he's not playing that much.
Had some injury, and then it feels like they're working him back in because he's been, not getting the minutes that he had before.
He was such a fan favorite when LeBron was there that last year.
Yeah.
Everybody loves JD.
I like knowing Kevin Love explaining that he did have a plan.
Yeah.
For when he slapped the ball like that, he was going to go get the ball and then pass it in. But then Larry Nance Jr., his teammate, showed him what he did like on his phone. That's brave. I would never do that. I would never be like, look what you did.
I would. Hey, bro, look how stupid you look.
Look this at you?
This shit. Why he's got his phone on the bench? Which is funny to me if he's got his phone on the bench and it's just like already picked up on Twitter and this turns into like an AT&T commercial. But now with AT&T 5G, you can see your fuck up in live in 4K.
Here's a question I have about that D-Wade commercial. What's the guy from TNT who sometimes hosts the basketball show who is arm wrestling in that commercial?
I don't know.
But you know who I'm talking about?
Dark hair guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he sees the Wade thing on his phone and like he accidentally like arm wrestles the guy like out of the room. The guy who he's arm wrestling looks exactly like him. It looks like his son. It's so distracting to me. No one else knows this commercial?
I don't know this one.
It's not hitting me.
Is it AT&T?
No, it's for like Bleacher Report. I don't even know what the product is. It's a bunch of people looking at their phone and being like, look what D-Wade did. So it must be for some like, here. Oh, no, it's not that one.
I had to close the window because my son is loud.
Get out of here.
Kids out in the yard.
Get out of this.
Yelling. Okay.
Abandon ship.
We should, everybody calls out KD for his tantrums and his attitude.
Yeah.
But Kevin Love's has gone through this a couple times.
Yeah.
Maybe because he takes a little bit of responsibility for it, and KD really is like, KD takes the troll route.
KD's relevant, too. He's on a team that's going to contend for the title.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Love is throwing a fit partially because he's in Cleveland, and it's not getting the same coverage because he's in Cleveland.
Yes. And he talks about he's part of something bigger than himself being on the Cavaliers, and I actually don't think that's true. Right?
No, yeah, I think he's bigger than the Cavs. He's more important to the NBA than the team.
That's true in almost every other case.
That's crazy. Yeah.
But I know he's talked about like struggling with depression and things like that before. So yeah. I feel bad for him. That's a tough situation.
He owns up to that bad behavior. Maybe that's good if you take responsibility. Kevin Durant kind of just.
Yeah,
like,
he
well,
always.
Fuck you if you don't like it.
Yeah, he always kind of says, like, I didn't do anything wrong. Whereas Kevin Love goes, like, hey, I'm not ever setting out to embarrass the team or disrespect the sport, but ultimately he's kind of saying that's what I did. Kevin Durant has never done that.
Let's look at this. I didn't see this play either, but I heard about it. Marcus Smart's tech for, I think this is a nut shot, correct?
I believe it looks like it.
I call it the left arm of Smart right there.
So
the whole forearm.
Let's see it again.
Forearm shiver.
Let's see it again.
Pow. And then he
was reaching for the.
He was ejected for using threatening language towards a ref. And Andy, he told you what the threatening language that he said. Is that right? Like what did he say that he was going to do?
He said he was going to shoot the ref with a bazooka.
What?
No, I couldn't find what he had.
First, he said, what? You ever chew Bazooka Joe?
Wow.
And the ref said, sure, it's my favorite gum. And he goes, well, that comic's actually based on me. I'm Bazooka Joe. Only my
and
real name, Bazooka Marcus. And
as in rigor mortis, I'm going to kill you with my bazooka.
With my bazooka.
You know,
wow.
As much as I want it to be on purpose, because I hate him.
Yeah,
I don't think it was.
It's funny because the basketball is, I said jokingly he's reaching for the basketball, but then the angle of it is that Nurkic just crossing in front of him, and if he doesn't, he would be actually reaching for the basketball.
There.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. It seems like it was an accident. I don't know. He shouldn't. I don't
know.
Yeah, the Jamal Murray one was clearly like he was trying to hit the dude in the nuts. Mm-hmm. This one, unless Marcus Smart is that great of an actor, which I do not believe. I've seen his reel. I don't know. People think I consider him to be a very dirty, disgusting player.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that was on purpose. And everybody seems to think it does. Except Jack Bolt, Clover.
A moving screen.
That's incidental at worst. A moving screen, most accurately decided.
Well, now we know what my burner account is.
Why do is this a new thing, or is this just something I started noticing, where like everyone responds to LeBron's tweets, or like maybe everyone else is with just W?
Oh yeah, win or lose.
But did that just start?
No, that's been around for years.
We've been doing it. Yeah. We've been doing it for a while.
You guys have been doing that for a really long time. Okay,
I've already stopped doing it
first, or maybe the same time as me, and I was doing it too. Mm-hmm. Carl has stopped.
I've already stopped.
He did it for so long.
Yeah, it's okay. Lame. It's lame now.
Yeah, and I just stopped now, and I'm done.
You just stopped.
Yep.
Okay. You've been doing it for that long.
It's over. Yeah, it's over.
Okay.
Melo becomes the top 10 scorer in NBA history.
Right?
He is. That's how many he did. He is the whole top 10.
Let's see what he says.
So, yeah, it's an inspiring message here.
But in all seriousness, you need to acknowledge milestones. This is a big one. Top 10, all time, best big time. Hey, this time, you really do have to make a speech.
All right, make a speech? I mean, a couple years ago, I didn't think I was going to be in this moment right now. I was out the league for whatever reason. I'm back. I persevered. I stayed strong, stayed true to myself. And now I'm here in the top 10. So, thank you.
I like Melo, man.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome.
I like Melo. I'd love to know what the inner workings was with him being out of the league.
Well, I mean, it was after the OKC debacle, right?
Yeah. What was the debacle?
Well, it was like Russ, Melo, and Paul George. Melo, I think, felt like at that time when he went to the team, like, so we're the three guys. It was a horrible fit. They didn't seem like they were coached great. It was clear that it would have been better for him to come off the bench because mm-hmm. he could just lead the second unit and go to town. He didn't want to do that. He was like, I'm the third star on this team. Maybe justifiably, but either way, like his game also just fell off a cliff. Like he just hit a real serious cold streak. And there was controversy about him still wanting to start and saying to the press, like, I should be starting. I'm not going to come off the bench, which everyone expects you to say, like, I'm going to do whatever's best for the team when you're in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it seemed like this is a guy who should be a sixth man. He's still an incredible scorer, and he's unwilling to be that. And so maybe there's not going to be a spot for him because people were concerned about his ego or whatever.
Hmm.
But it was fit, too. I mean, he shouldn't have been playing next to Westbrook. Like, it wasn't a good combo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting when that happens, man. Then there's no other team for you to be on. Like, that's crazy. Like, I still look at Kenneth Faried and go, man, what happened to that guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he started to get hurt a lot, right? Like, he was... So much of it was, like, his motor and his athleticism, like, his, like, second jump being faster than everyone because he was undersized.
He was, like, a better Trez.
Shoot. Yeah, he was a lot like Trez. I guess they had the same hairstyle as well. But he started to get hurt. Like, he had, like, a knee thing and a hip thing or whatever, and it feels like when you lose, like, if Trez has two injuries, he doesn't have a lot to contribute other than, like, he plays so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he, you know, and the specific ways in which he's athletic, like, that he, like, gets on the boards, you know, really fast and shit.
Yeah.
If he loses a step, it's like, it's not like he can, you know, move out and become a shooter or just play defense when he's 6 inches shorter than the guys he's guarding half the time.
Speaking of people who are playing on those teams that are now all on winning teams in other places after the OKC disaster, did you see Westbrook's game? Was it last night that he had a 14-21-24 game?
Wow.
I didn't see it.
And they're winning. They're doing well, the Wizards.
Yeah. Well, he and Beal, like...
Yeah.
Beal's so good.
Yes.
And Westbrook, you know, he's got some swagger. Like, he's on the court, which is more than I could say for John Wall. Like, Beal and Wall were a playoff team.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
They didn't feel like they were going anywhere, but they made the playoffs a couple times in a row, right?
Oh, yeah. They were like a sixth seed a couple times, I think.
Yeah.
I'm glad all these guys are finding success. I want every team to win.
I wish they could all be the champions.
I don't care for that. I wish two teams could be the champions.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
Yeah.
And the Pelicans.
Okay, and the Celtics.
Very strange bird is the Pelican.
I wish certain players could be champions. Mm-hmm. I wish Russell Westbrook could be a champion. I do.
Me too.
I wish Carmelo Anthony could be a champion, but I do not wish for those teams to be championship teams.
I would love to see Westbrook. If Westbrook got past the play-in and it's him and KD in the first round somehow. Oof. Wow. That's fun for me. That's a fun week for me.
Yeah.
Or four games or however long it would take.
Yeah. It's four games, but it's really fun. One of them's close as hell. Game two, you're like, wow, a gentleman's sweep perhaps.
Sean, I hate to break up the rhythm that we're in with Gray King news, but I got a question for Sean.
Uh-oh.
Sean, I am a man, and I need to start taking better care of my health.
Wow.
Do you have any recommendations for that?
Oh, okay. We all knew this was coming, right? The thing about men's health, and I'm something of an expert, you know, I'm sought out on this topic all the time. The health of men. Yeah, you know, it wouldn't hurt, Carl, to get a denim jacket and start crouching down in an alley.
And do it at golden hour.
Mm-hmm. Come on. No question.
You look great. You look great in that picture.
Thanks.
That's a really good photo of you.
Thank you. It's a little outtake from Hayes's photo shoot with me for the
photo shoot we did as a joke in quotes.
Yeah.
Well, it worked out.
Really?
Truth and comedy. Truth and comedy.
I didn't have it. You know, they wanted a high-res pick. I don't have a lot of them around. Mm-hmm. Glad I snapped a couple solos that day because here we are.
That's a good picture. Very funny.
I thought it was great, too. I love the article. I heard that your wife saw it. You showed it to her, and she says, men's health, you need to start thinking about men's wealth. To go out to that podcast studio, make me this money.
Go get the bag, please. Yeah. She said, if you really know what's good for your health, you'll go start earning that money.
And no romance without finance. Mm-hmm. You got to have a J-O-B if you want to be with me. What is next, Andy?
Next news.
You guys already talked about it. LeBron's taking the next two games off to rest his ankle.
How long was he back? Was he back for like three quarters? They pulled him from the Raptors game.
What do y'all think about that?
Why did they say that happened?
They said his ankle was hurting again.
Ooh, boy. Are they in huge trouble?
No.
No?
No.
You really think it's all fake? Why did he even come back?
I don't think it's all fake. No, don't think it's all fake. But LeBron James, they're not in trouble. They're still the team to beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're still Hasheem to beat.
Do you think the Clippers should be trying to avoid them in the first round?
No. No. Especially not at this point where they're still a little bit battered and bruised. Yeah. I think that's the one round we should try to get them. Either that or the Western Conference.
Because it's looking like that's what it is. It's been, They were the 3-6 spot, then the Clippers fell and the Lakers climbed, and then it's the 4-5, but it's looking like the first round series right now.
Is that who you want the Clippers to play in the first round, Carl? More than Dallas?
Man, I don't want to play anybody in the first round.
I'd like to skip the first round if possible, possibly the second round, third round, and the championship.
I'd like to get a first round bye, and then a second round bye, and a Western Conference Finals bye. And then
Clippers are clinched, at least. They're clinched. Not that there was any danger of them falling out, but yeah, they're in the 4-5 right now. Boston's in the play-in games.
Right now the play-in is Boston, Charlotte, Indiana, and Washington in the East. And that's what it's good. Boston could come back out and flip with Miami or Atlanta, I guess. And in the West, it's Portland, Golden State, Memphis, and San Antonio.
I don't know. Those are going to be good playing games.
Yeah, they will be good. I'd love to see New Orleans get in there.
Who's ahead of us? It's Utah, happen. Utah, Phoenix. Who's the third seed?
Utah, Phoenix, Denver, and the Clippers have the same record.
Okay. Yeah, Denver. Denver lost last night to the Lakers, I guess. Yeah, no, I guess if I want somebody, and if we're going to have to face the Lakers at some point, I'd want it to be coming off them trying to get their rhythm back after some bad injuries. And I want to try to run them into the ground as much as we can.
Think you could catch them sleeping a little bit?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. But also, I know they'll step up in that series if we have to play them first. That'll be a knockout, dragout series, honestly.
But you're right. That is the one spot where every now and then a team like that will just be operating under such a strong assumption that they can flip the switch whenever they want.
Yep.
And they can come out flat for two games.
Yeah.
And then battle. So it would be really interesting. I mean, Kawhi also hasn't been playing much.
No.
I think narrative wise, it's bad for league money if the Lakers lose in the first round. But I think we are also in a place where we shouldn't lose in the first round even. I think they at least want to see us in the second round.
I would hate to see either LA team out in the first round.
Not wanting them to face them in the first round. But you're right, it may be their best chance to actually win the series. But it just would be a bummer for either of them to be done.
Let me see this man get bonked.
Okay. Bogdanovich had a little slip.
On three. Rebound to Collins. Young will try to push it.
He fell over. He's like Austin Powers on the friggin' private jet.
I gotta say, Gray King News has become so much about people getting bonked.
Yes. He say, "Oh, I fell over."
Oh, they keep replaying it too. The poor guy.
When you watch that angle, what a good pass.
Yeah, it's hit him exactly in the head.
Looks like it was on purpose.
Do you guys remember
that he's gonna fall?
The Weekend Update sketch that was sports bloopers, but they just would like reverse the footage or whatever?
Oh yeah.
Where they'd be like, "Check out this wacky blooper. The basketball comes out of the hoop from the inside. Oops, didn't mean to do that." I thought that was really funny.
Weekend Update kicks ass.
It's stronger than ever.
Che Hive.
Andy.
Yeah.
As we're going, you have the True Man Shaw's video up. I wanted to see this video.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He made a whole music video, and this one seemed like it was definitely up Carl's alley, so I wanted to make sure that he was around to see this. Very, it's sensual, like I know Carl and likes his music to be.
And this is called
Toe instead.
By
the True Man Shaw.
Okay.
Yeah, girl. I see you coming home from work all stressed out. Kicking your shoes off, looking for someone to love. Me, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for them things. Them things that keep you up during the day. The things that keep me up at night. Yeah, girl, you know what I'm talking about. Bring them shit's over here. Size 11, the bigger the better, I need me some feet. DoorDash, order some toes as a floor snack. I bought some lotion, don't need it though. Rather use ranch, barbecue, ketchup, or buffalo, suck on the sauce off. Kinda fucked up in the face, but when I take her socks off, I get my rocks off. Nut on her nail polish, get that bitch baby feet, maybe it's Maybelline, or maybe it's mayonnaise. Bitch, it's my man, baby, I ain't your man, baby. I'm a commodity, pay me for what's coming out of me. Hand the ciabatta, please, eat that shit like sweat. Toast dip in oil and vein, thought I was done with the feet. Yeah, till I go do it again. Bitch, I'm a dog in the sheets. Yeah, sleep at the foot of the bed. Skin on her leave her messages the bar. On red. She wanna give me head. I just want them toes instead.
Yeah, baby, oh no.
I just want them toes instead.
Purchase your tracks today.
Come over to daddy, put your feet up real quick. Let me take care of you. Take care of them.
Instead.
There you
wow.
go.
That's as good as it gets.
That dog line.
I'm
I
dog. I sleep at the foot of the bed.
Foot of the bed.
Yeah, I'm a dog really, in the sheets.
I want to go
sleep
through
at
all
the
these.
Foot of the bed.
DoorDash. Oh. Order some dough. That's a floor snack. Size 11. Nut on her nail polish. Give that bitch baby feet. I really like maybe it's Maybelline or maybe it's mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Bitch, it's my man gravy.
Hand the ciabatta, please. I eat the shit Mike's way.
Mike's way.
Toast dip in oil and bin.
Thought I was done with the feet. Yeah. Till I go do it again. Bitch, I'm a dog,
bitch, I'm
in,
a
the
dog
sheets.
In the sheets. Yeah. Sleep at the foot of the bed. That is a bar. That is a
that's
bar.
Really, so really good.
And also, I don't want to sleep on the intro. It's those things that keep you up all day and keep me up at night.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's a bar. I like that.
Skin on her heel looking dead.
Leave her messages unread.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
as
good
as it gets.
Yeah, I like that.
Damn.
Are we doing any Travoltification? We got a little time.
I can try.
We can do some more news. Oh, Andy, with the news.
Well, these are older. I had from last week, so it's a little bit old. But Russell Westbrook says, "I'm one of those players that if I need to defend at a high level, I can do that. If I need to score at a high level, I can do that. Pass, I can do that. Rebound, I can do that. Want me to coach? Shit, I can do that too." So it sounds.
Notice he didn't say do a podcast.
Yeah. One of the most incredible, talented people of our lifetime. Wow. Didn't mention podcast because he doesn't want it.
Doesn't want it. Mm-hmm.
Does not want the heat. He knows he can't fuck with me. Could he out-coach me, out-pass me, out-rebound me, out-defend me, out-score me? Yeah. But he can't out-podcast the kid.
Can he adjust the size of a shared screen
Russie.
On Zoom? I don't think so. It's hard.
No.
What's this next thing, Andy? Read it to me.
Yeah, talk about this.
What LeBron says? Mm-hmm. Ain't no denying Dipset, and the league is simply better off when the Knicks are winning. I don't understand the first part, but he says that.
Dipset was a new... It's the Diplomats.
Yeah.
It was a New York... I guess you'd call them a rap troupe.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't shun it off like that, Andy. Okay. Okay. That meant a lot to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to check it out.
Sounds yeah.
Andy,
yeah, go back and check
Andy,
the fuck out.
Andy only knows. Oh, Andy's like, oh, you mean Freaky Zeke? Andy only knows Freaky Zeke.
With all due respect, LeBron James, shut the fuck up.
What is he referring to?
The league like, is simply better off when the Knicks are winning.
This guy, Bryson Jenkins, who I don't know who he like he's like one of LeBron's, one of these old men that LeBron hangs around with.
Let's see if we can go to the original tweet.
And this is like all setting it up for like, they're all thinking Zion's going to go there. God, maybe he will.
I hope not, man. I'm cool with the Knicks these days, but come on.
It'd be crazy if they, I mean, like.
I'd be happy for our friend Network.
Yeah.
Jason Concepcion.
I would love to see JC get a W.
Mm-hmm. He'd be losing his mind.
Yeah. He's throwing that in Simbo's face.
What are you guys' true thoughts on where LeBron is right now?
Is he hurt? Or where he is? Like,
let's say that he is hurt. What do you think the future holds for him? I don't see it being. I don't see it being. The Knicks been going crazy ever since Dipset did that at the Garden.
Okay, let me hear this clip. Let me hear what they just all performed.
Here's what Dipset did.
Now I'm above the rim. I turn right into birdie.
That's Cameron.
Yeah.
Andy, that's Cameron.
Okay, I know Cameron.
Fighting on the stage, you better believe, baby girl, I'm front row. Went from the courthouse to courtside, so they asked me how the game going. You see my fingers, you see my wrist, you see exactly how my chain glowing. I ain't nothing but Luke Kane, fly kicks and I'm still flame throwing. They always hate the bosses, that's why I relate to James Dolan. But we are the check cutters, the guys to keep the bread buttered.
Okay, well, anyway.
All right, Andy, this rap music hate that you're showing today?
It's very unattractive, Andy.
Very unattractive.
I think that's something unattractive was in that, to people. Something was in that vaccine.
Yeah.
I used to love rap.
Yeah.
Guys.
Chevron calling.
Finally.
I'm not going to answer it, though.
Chevron calling.
Okay, let's do Travolta name.
Okay, we have Tyler Brothers.
This one's great.
This could go a lot of interesting ways.
Yeah.
Leave it on screen, Andy.
Okay.
What do you think?
Some of these are actually surprise. He has to be able to actually see the name.
Excuse me. Move the fucking cursor.
Oh no. Okay.
Andy Q Hey Ma by
I'm gonna hire Westbrook.
Andy,
to do this.
Didn't you just show someone's surprise name?
Maybe. They didn't see that.
Wow.
Tyler Brothers. Q Hema while Sean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Q Hema.
Okay.
And do it so it's like right when it like when it should say because we can get it on tonight, have Sean say the Travolta fine name. So like, hey Ma, what's up? Let's slide. All right. All right. And then the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then bring it right back in after he says the name and go, you smoke, I drink, me too, oh good.
That, and then have him say the name again.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
We gonna get your vote to five.
I'm 18 and I live a crazy life.
That's right.
Plus I tell you what the 80s like.
That's right.
I can also tell you what the 80s were like. It was a rough time. The Cold War.
Oh, mm-hmm. This is hard.
Yeah.
Tyler Brothers, the wickedly talented breather Tudruckers.
Wow. We gonna get Travolta fine.
And also he wasn't 18. When that song came out.
He was 18.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 2004. He's a younger guy.
He's 18 and he lives a crazy life.
2004?
He's like your age, Hayes.
Cameron?
No, that was I'm nice. Oh yes, wait a bump bump. Oh yes. How about Joel Santana?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Okay. I gotta go.
Too. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. I can't wait to